That's right. We're almost to the weekend. It's a Thursday afternoon. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. Dark clouds over downtown New Orleans. And I'm looking out of our studio window at the cruise ship. It's in port. About 4 or 5 this afternoon, the cruise ship is going to head down the Mississippi River. And based on that storm in the Gulf of Mexico, and based on our winds, man, I can't help but think that they're going to be in for a bumpy ride. Yeah, I've been on one cruise, and one night on the cruise out in the open waters of the Gulf, it got a little little rough. I mean, the ship was listing a little bit, but it wasn't a big deal. I've never been on a cruise where it gets to the point where stuff's falling off the tables. I don't know if that's going to happen, but I don't know. They might head toward the eastern Gulf of Mexico as soon as they get out of the Mississippi River, instead of heading maybe straight down. Anyway, I'm sure they've got all that planned, but it could be a bumpy ride in the Gulf. All right, we have got a lot to talk about this afternoon. You've heard in our news that there may be a challenge to the conservative Supreme Court with this Ten Commandments law. And there's a possibility that Jeff Landry's going to win it. But we've got an update on Jeff Landry basically doing something that at this point is unconstitutional. But, you know, it's going to take a lot of money to challenge this. And I don't know what the result is supposed to be. I don't know that the end result of putting the Ten Commandments in schools is going to make that much of a difference. Now, by the way, you know, I support the Ten Commandments. And I do the best I can to follow the Ten Commandments. But I'm human, and sometimes I, you know, don't always follow the Ten Commandments. I mean, I make mistakes, so do you. But I, you know, I really do the best I can to adhere to the Ten Commandments. So that'll be another interesting discussion. But we'll talk about how Landry did sign this bill that is essentially unconstitutional, and the groups are already lining up to sue. So the state's going to spend a lot of your taxpayer dollars, a lot of your money, to defend this if it goes to the Supreme Court. Is it going to be worth it? It might be worth it for Jeff Landry if Jeff Landry really is using the governor's mansion to promote himself nationally to be part of the Trump administration or to be a future presidential candidate. Because who's the next Republican coming up after Trump? If Trump wins, I don't know, will he be too old to run for re-election? I don't know. But at some point, there's going to be another Republican. And Jeff Landry may have the ego that makes him think that he's going to be the next Republican. I don't know. We'll have to wait and see. This is just speculation. But we'll have to wait and see. There are new polls out. Donald Trump is pissed. Because Fox News is being honest about some of the polls that are out. So Donald Trump is bashing Fox News, attacking Fox News, saying the network can't be trusted. And also he's trashing Fox News over a poll that shows that Biden is taking the lead. He's lashing out over protecting democracy. So there's a poll that shows Joe Biden is retaking the lead. I'm sure it's close. We'll get to those numbers a little bit later, but I know it's close. It's probably within the margin of error. You know, but see, this is the sign, not being able to accept the truth. This is a sign of some kind of mental illness. Does Trump have mental illness? Is Trump suffering because he can't accept the truth? Because he can't accept the news that one poll shows Biden leading? Is Biden the only one with mental health issues? You know, a lot of speculation that Biden has dementia. But we don't know for sure. There's been no diagnosis of that. I see what you see. He looks really frail. He looks confused. He might just be old. So, you know, I don't know the answer to that. But if Donald Trump cannot accept the truth, now, this poll isn't reflective of every poll, but it is a fact that this particular poll that has come out shows that Joe Biden is in the lead, and Joe Biden is picking up support with independents, which was the speculation after Trump was convicted of 34 felony counts, that this would have an impact with independent voters who are going to have more of an impact on the election than right-wing radicals. So, you know, Donald Trump's people, his campaign, they accept the truth. Why can't Donald Trump accept the truth? Is that a sign of some kind of mental disability that somehow the truth just doesn't mean anything? So anyway, we'll talk a little bit about that. Frank Lutz, who is a very, very reputable pollster, I guess that's what you could call a pollster, not a pollster, pollster. He says that it's time for the Biden administration to sound the alarm on the reelection campaign, and he points to new polls showing that Donald Trump is competitive in Minnesota, which could be an indication that media coverage of the race is out of touch with reality. We'll talk a little bit about this. So then, you know, then there's another poll that shows that Trump is leading. So again, I don't know what the condition is, but there's got to be some kind of a name for a mental condition where you cannot accept the truth. You cannot accept reality. That there's this denial of total reality. So I don't know. We'll talk a little bit about that. There is a story on our website, WWL.com, and we got a picture of a guy. Now, this man is innocent until proven guilty. But police say that this man illegally recorded his babysitter and others in the bathrooms of his home and condo. The guy's like from Slidell or there's a North Shore. North Shore police have arrested this guy. He's a Slidell man. Charged with 11 counts of video voyeurism for placing a hidden camera inside a guest bathroom at his home in Slidell. A babysitter located the hidden camera, disguised as a smoke detector, inside the bathroom. Police say that it was in the home of 31-year-old Jonathan Bethencourt. So if Jonathan Bethencourt invites your daughters over to his house, I wouldn't let him go. Innocent until proven guilty, of course. But there's some evidence here that has led to his arrest. Now, you know, you're innocent until proven guilty, but you don't just get arrested if there's no information. So there is enough information for us to talk about this. The guy is a white guy. He looks like he might be about, you know, 40-ish. 40-ish. Got a beard. Looks like he might be a little chunky. So let's do this. You like to stereotype? Let's start stereotyping everybody who's white, a little bit chunky, and has a beard. Let's start stereotyping all of those people as being voyeurs. As doing things like trying to hide a camera to sneak a peek at his babysitter, like going to the bathroom. I mean, you know, that's pretty disgusting. I mean, if you're into that, that's kind of kinky. And if you're into that, I'm sure there's videos that you can find. I don't know because I've never tried, but I'm sure there's videos you can find, and you can find a lot of people going to the bathroom. You don't have to put a camera in the bathroom to sneak a peek at your babysitter going to the bathroom. And I mean, if you think about it, I mean, you're not going to see that much. I mean, think about the physical process of just sitting down on the toity and going to the bathroom. I mean, you're not going to see anything. It's just, these people are disgusting. Disgusting. And somehow their desire to do this overwhelms their common sense that they might get caught. George Santos, you remember him, right? He is announcing an OnlyFans account. God, please don't let this guy get naked. $1 million worth of cocaine has been found by boaters off the Florida Keys. Now, if you find cocaine, like, in the open in the Florida Keys, do you turn it all over to the police? Or do you maybe do a little? First of all, I wouldn't do any now because you don't know if it's got fentanyl in it. And I'm just kind of joking about this, but maybe they turned over $1 million worth of cocaine, but they used a little bit of it. I don't know. I'm sure for some people that would be tempting. Man, this was really disgusting. Stonehenge, what is it? Was this made by aliens? A lot of speculation as to how this rock formation was created, but environmental protest vandalism has now hit Stonehenge, this one of Britain's classical landmarks. It's sad. You know, you want to protest? Go ahead and protest. But, you know, don't spray paint Stonehenge. But that's the extent to which some people will go. Also, 37% of Americans have a poor diet. But that's down from 49%. What's the worst thing on your diet? We'll talk about this a little bit later in the show. You've got a bad thing on your diet, but you can't get rid of it. I mean, I'm having problems right now. I mean, I've got something on my diet. I'm trying to totally eliminate it. And I'm having such a difficult time because I love it. And yet, I want to try to stay in shape. And I started exercising again. So I'm trying to cut this out. We'll talk about that a little bit later. If you want to join us with a comment about anything we do talk about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. 504-260-1870. Ian is off. Coleman is our studio producer. Good afternoon, sir.
Hey, Scoot, isn't it true that earlier this year you went to Disney World?
I did.
Well, you know you may have to go back, right?
Well, yeah, you do have to go back.
I have to go back. I don't know if you, at the top of the show, you played the song from The Princess and the Frog.
Yeah, that's right.
And now they have a new exhibit called Tiana on the Bayou.
Yes.
Have you heard of it?
Yes, I have. It was behind barricades when I was there because it wasn't opened yet.
Yeah, I think they're unveiling it later this year. We had Stella Reese on to talk about it, and they said they honored like the Dookie Chase Leah family, like Leah Chase family really, really well. So that song reminded me of it when we played it at the top of the hour. So you had to start saving your money again and take another trip out there.
Save your money is a good thing to do if you're going to go to Disney because I'm telling you, you know, I see families there and it's like, man, how did you do this? I mean, how did you save enough money to take your entire family to Disney World? Because it really is expensive. It's phenomenal. It's really, really great. And there are a couple of secret things that you can do that might help you navigate Disney a little better. I'm hesitant. I did say it when I got back, but I'm hesitant to share something that I know about getting through the lines. I hesitate to share it because I don't want everybody to know about it because then it's going to be more crowded when I go. So after I go another time, I'll tell you about it. But yeah, it's expensive, but it's a lot of fun. And yes, you go. And, you know, I went because I had a week off. I was supposed to go visit my son and his family in Portland, and their schedule changed, and it wasn't a good time to go visit them. So I had this week off, and I thought, well, I'm just going to go to Disney World. So I hadn't been in many years, and I thought, it's going to be okay. No, I loved it. I really did. I loved it. I loved all of the parks. Saw the Animal Kingdom for the first time. And I thought it was... It was awesome. So, yes, I'm going to try and get back again soon.
And that reminds me, a caller yesterday said that Alaskan Airlines, I think they're going to provide a nonstop from New Orleans to Portland. I'm not sure if that's available yet.
Oh, my gosh.
I forgot to tell you yesterday. Somebody called and did tell me to tell you, and it slipped my mind. A nonstop from New Orleans to Portland.
It would be awesome. I had to fly. The last time I flew to Atlanta, and the flight from Atlanta to Portland was packed. I just can't believe that. I mean, there are nonstops from New Orleans to Seattle, but there's no nonstop to Portland. So, you know, when I go visit my son and his family, my grandkids, I mean, it's a day of traveling because I got to make a stop somewhere. And sometimes the first stop is not necessarily on the way. You know, if I've got a flight from New Orleans to Denver or Salt Lake City and then Portland, well, that's cool because that's on the way. But I mean, you know, I sometimes do this right angle where I go from New Orleans to L.A. or San Diego and then go straight up the coast to Portland. And so that, you know, it takes longer than if you're making a stop on the way. Anyway, so I would love, it would be incredible if there was a nonstop from New Orleans to Portland. So thank you for telling me that. I'm going to find out about that from Alaska Airlines. All right. Today is the first day of summer. And so we got a lot of great summertime music planned for our bumper music today. I'm Scoot. We're coming right back on WWL. All right. When we come back, we're going to talk about Jeff Landry signing this bill that is it's unconstitutional. But as you have heard, there is going to probably be a challenge to the Supreme Court, and the governor's bragging about, go ahead and sue me, man. I can't wait to get sued. So we'll see what happens because the court is more conservative now than it has been. I'm Scoot, and we'll be back on WWL. Today is the first day of summer. You know, there's definitely a mood that kicks in after Memorial Day, even if we're adults and we're not in school anymore. But if you think about those 12 years early in our lives, you know, we were conditioned to think of summertime as just a fun, carefree time. Summertime is not as long for students today as it was for us when we were growing up, and that's kind of sad. But I think as adults, we still think of summertime as a time when, you know, we kind of take things sort of easy. I'm Scoot on the air. Really glad you're with us. And celebrating the summer solstice, some protesters protested at Stonehenge, and what they did is just deplorable. Here's ABC correspondent Karen Camus.
It's clean again in time for the summer solstice, just days after protesters threw orange paint on it. Workers cleaned the stones and the roughly 4,500-year-old monument was visibly undamaged, according to authorities. The UNESCO World Heritage Site reopened and was expected to host thousands of revelers celebrating the summer solstice. The solstice is the longest day of the year in the Northern Hemisphere. Julia Richardson, Stonehenge's operations manager, told the AP.
So solstice attracts people from all over the world. We have visitors from as far afield as Australia or America or Asia, but also people from just down the road at Lark Hill or Salisbury. So, and it's lovely to have people that are drawn for so many different reasons to solstice, and it's great to be able to welcome everybody here at Stonehenge.
Stonehenge was built on a windswept plain in southern England in stages starting about 5,000 years ago, yet its origins and purpose still remain somewhat of a mystery. Karen Shamas, London.
Yeah, I just think that there are limits to protesting and some lines you don't cross. And I don't think you know, you need to make your point by spray painting a Stonehenge ahead of the solstice celebration. So I don't know. I just, again, I think sometimes protesters go too far. All right, let's go to a mid-city. Harry, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yeah. Hey, Scoot, how you doing?
I'm good.
At one time I was a Democrat, never a Republican, I'm independent. And, you know, I heard you mention about Donald Trump, but with your permission, you know, Donald Trump will never admit he's wrong about anything. But the people who listen to you respectfully and with your permission, I would like for them to call in if they raise their child to feel that he's not wrong or she is not wrong about anything. How can you be with such a droid type of a man that just he's never wrong? If all of us going to be wrong about something. Okay. If I didn't know better, I would think that in some form or fashion, Jesus Christ said he was wrong about something. But, I mean, all these people, how can this man never, his daddy raised him to be that type of a feckless type person, just way over, and they just apparently like they love him. And, you know, like a Democrat and stuff, I say, well, yeah, whatever. Yeah, Obama, he did something that I didn't like. Joe Biden, Trump, oh, never. He never did anything wrong. I remember when he first ran for office, he sold this guy like 5 or 6 baby grand pianos, and he only paid him for about 3 or 4. That sounds like him, right? And he said, take me to court for the rest. He had people, foreigners, working on his buildings, and towards the end, he didn't pay them. Who would do something like that?
Well, Trump is known for not paying people. I mean, you can ask as many of his attorneys. Harry, look, I'm glad you brought that up. It's unrealistic to raise somebody or to even admire somebody who never admits failure, never admits that they're wrong, never admits that they lost. In fact, I think it takes more courage to admit you made a mistake than to double down and not admit you made a mistake. And Donald Trump will never admit it, that this is something that feeds his ego. And in his mind, I guess he has convinced himself that he's never wrong. But it's simple to understand this with this analogy. If Donald Trump were the quarterback of a football team, the New Orleans Saints, and the Saints just got beaten 34-0, it would be unrealistic for Donald Trump to go into the locker room and then have a press conference and say, we didn't lose. We won the game. And that's essentially what Donald Trump does. And so one correction that he could make in his life that would, I think, make him more attractive to more voters is to admit that you're wrong or to admit that, you know, there's reality that doesn't always go along with what you want to have. There's reality in my life and your life. We don't want it to be that way. And I think Harry brought up a really good point. Do you raise your children to never admit that they made a mistake? To never admit that they were wrong? And this came up because, you know, Trump is mad at Fox News because Fox News had a poll where Biden is slightly in the lead. But it's still a statistical tie. But that's reality. It's a fact that that poll shows that Biden is ahead. But Trump is ahead in other polls. But now he's bashing Fox News because they're going to air information about a poll with Biden in the lead. There's also more information about Biden doing well with independents. We'll talk more about that coming up. So why did Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry, a conservative Republican, defy the Constitution? The image of conservative Republicans promotes an image of Americans who respect and follow the Constitution. How often do conservative Republicans tout the Second Amendment with greater frequency than they quote the Bible? Yet when it comes to the First Amendment, many conservative Republicans are quite willing to bend or totally misrepresent its meaning. It's a total lack of understanding. Or is it an arrogant effort to change the meaning of the First Amendment to fit right-wing agenda? I mean, due to the highly sensitivities that everybody feels these days, I guess I have to say that when I talk about this, I'm not talking about all conservatives or all Republicans. I'm talking mainly about right-wing radicals. And if that doesn't apply to you, then please don't take it personally because I'm not talking about you. Yesterday, Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry signed a bill into law that mandates the Old Testament's Ten Commandments be put on display in classrooms, in public classrooms, in the public school classrooms. Some celebrated this moment when God was put back in schools, and a moment when students will see the visual guides to moral behavior every day in their class. A problem that Governor Landry felt was important to solve with the Ten Commandments. But the law is unconstitutional. One of the most fundamental concepts in America is the separation of church and state. This concept is constantly being challenged by Christians who are on a crusade, not all Christians, but some Christians, on a crusade to push Christianity as the answer to all of America's problems. And yet many Christians are the ones who are creating those problems. If you're a Christian and it's not you, don't take this personally. Now, there are Americans who falsely believe that America was founded on Christian values. Christians may have been part of the group founding America, but America was founded on the concept of freedom of religion. But some people have been brainwashed to think that it's been founded on Christian values. The reason people came here was because they wanted freedom of religion. They wanted anybody and everybody to have the freedom to express their religious beliefs, regardless of what their religion was. In 1980, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled in the case of Stone versus Graham that any requirement to post the Ten Commandments in a public classroom violates the First Amendment's Establishment Clause, which establishes the concept of separation of church and state. Furthermore, if the Ten Commandments are posted as part of a push to put Christianity back in the classroom, then other religions could argue that they have the right to post teachings and symbols of their religion in the classrooms. How would these Christians feel about Muslims wanting to teach their signs and symbols in the classroom or satanic teachings or symbols in the classroom? You see, this whole idea of the Ten Commandments opens the door for controversy. Louisiana Republican Representative Dodie Horton says that she authored the bill. She says that mandating the Ten Commandments in a public school classroom is something that she believes the Trump-appointed conservative Supreme Court will uphold. And that if this law is challenged and they welcome the challenges, it's going to be upheld. There's always that possibility. But I would like to believe that even a conservative Supreme Court will respect the fundamental aspect of the First Amendment over a push to establish a specific religious ideology in public schools. I'm a Christian. But I don't believe the answer to America's problems can be solved by posting the Ten Commandments in public schools or by putting prayer back in public schools. When I was in school, I remember that green banner above the chalkboard that had all the letters of the alphabet on it. I saw that every day. But that didn't encourage me to read or write. And for the record, I support the Ten Commandments, and I do the best I can to follow the Ten Commandments. But I'm not in favor of this superficial push to instill Christianity in public schools at the taxpayers' expense of legal challenges that will likely follow. Yeah, we got God back in the public schools. We win. That's going to be the rallying cry of many Christians across America. And Jeff Landry may be doing this to get the attention of Americans, not just people in Louisiana, because we're the ones who are going to fund the challenges. You know, a young student needs to be taught religion at home. I also fear that many people are going to be looking at the schools to teach about God rather than the responsibility of the family. That's where God should be taught. You teach God at home. You teach about God and Jesus and religion. Whatever your religion is, you teach that at home. There's a lot going on in America, and there was a lot going on in America in 1962 when the Supreme Court ruled that public schools could not lead prayers. There were forces at play in America directing this country that indicated why we are where we are today. And the removal of prayer from schools back then was not the only indicator as to where we are today. Many Americans have been brainwashed to believe that the simplistic notion is that banning prayer in public schools was the leading cause of sending this country to hell in a handbasket. Do you really believe that posting the Ten Commandments with no teaching or no guidance in the classroom, is that really going to change America? And watch how this plays out. Governor Landry seems to be playing to a national audience more than to those of us in Louisiana with his Ten Commandments bill. Is Landry using the governor's mansion to gain a bigger role in conservative politics nationally? Time will reveal the answer. If you want to join us with a comment, the Okunard Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Last night, I attended a very special event. It was Music for a Movement. It was part of the Juneteenth celebration. First time this has happened. It was at the Mahalia Jackson Theater, and they had incredible talent with the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra performing certain songs that went along with the Civil Rights Movement, and this was one of the songs performed last night by singers and the LPO. It really was very, very inspiring, and the Louisiana Philharmonic Orchestra is awesome, and the singers were incredible. I'm Scoot on the air, and we will be right back on WWL. Today is the first official day of summer. It's not going to be that hot because of the clouds, although right now in downtown it's partly cloudy. Not as much rain today as we have had the last couple of days, but you might run into a shower. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. I'm going to read some of your comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page. And if you haven't joined me yet, I hope you will. Comment on the blogs and the videos and the pictures and things we post. And also, I recommend that you comment on some of the comments, because some of the comments deserve your comments. And you could just join me, Scoot on the Air Facebook, and also Scoot on the Air Instagram. There's a text that says, all these black holidays, does it stop blacks from killing others? No. But you support this. Same scenario with the Ten Commandments, Scoot. Well, I support the Ten Commandments. I just mentioned that. I don't support the Ten Commandments being in a classroom because it defies the Constitution. I respect separation of church and state. And I don't like the controversy that it will invite with other religions claiming that they can be part of this. And Louisiana is going to spend a lot of money trying to defend a law that has been declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. That could change with a Supreme Court challenge, but not without spending a hell of a lot of our taxpayer dollars here in Louisiana. Also, we have a lot of, in fact, some of the biggest holidays are holidays that a lot of white Americans celebrate. 4th of July. Everybody celebrates 4th of July. But it was started by white Americans, I believe. So a lot of these holidays, they don't stop white people from killing people. So why would you even make that ridiculous comment? And do I have a right? Do I have a right to recognize Juneteenth? Do I have a right to recognize Martin Luther King Jr. Day? Do I have a right to do that? You're damn right I do. I have a right to do that. If you don't like that, that's okay. I don't tell you what to celebrate. So don't suggest that, you know, you can tell me what to celebrate. You know, we all have freedoms. And it's interesting that if my freedoms are different from your freedoms, you don't like my freedoms. But what you're doing is you're acting very un-American. That's not very patriotic. Let's go to Greta. Jen, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot, this is Jen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good. So good afternoon, and I just wanted to tell you a couple things. First, I am a public school teacher. I don't know if you know this, but last year we were mandated to put posters that said, "In God We Trust," in all classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers who didn't feel strongly about it hit them somewhere in the corner, but they were posted. Okay. And I love God, and I'm in agreement with that, so I put it up in my classroom. And I am a follower of the Ten Commandments as much as I can be. But do I think kindergartners, first graders, second graders? I mean, I just don't. And I definitely believe this is designed by the governor for something bigger than just what this is. Like, I'm ashamed that it's Louisiana. We're the first ones, and it's national news. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. But I wanted to ask you this bigger. Because I'm 50-ish, I have learned to be reflective, and when I'm wrong, to apologize and say, you know what, I was wrong. And I try to teach my fourth graders to do the same. But I want you to think about older people, people who are your friends and just associates. How many people do you know that if they're wrong will actually say, hey, I'm sorry, I was wrong, forgive me for that?
That's not
the way of the United States.
No, that's not us.
That's not our culture. We're gonna deny plausible deniability. We're gonna deny
yep.
until it just kind of goes away. And that's yep. what Trump is playing on. So, I'm not either way. I don't want to say how I'm voting because I don't want people to think I'm biased. I just kind of want people to recognize the truth for what it is. It's exhausting to hear.
Jen, I'm so glad you called, and I appreciate the job that you do as a teacher, and I know that's tough, but keep doing what you think is best. And thank you for listening, and thanks for calling the show. All right, we're going to come back with more. If you want to join us, the Okunor Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. Why is it so difficult to say you made a mistake or you're wrong? Everybody does. And it takes more courage to admit you're wrong than it is to cover something up and continue to admit that you're, or continue to say that you're right. On this day in 1978, on the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, Foreigner released Devil Vision. And early in my years as a DJ, I remember when this album first came out and we were burning it up on the turntables. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture Calendar, it was on this day in 2006 that Cletus Charles Smith, the co-founder and lead guitar player for Kool & the Gang, died after a long illness. He was only 57 years old. So really sad. Kool & the Gang, just one of the great, great bands of our time. And I'm just learning a great, iconic actor has passed away. Donald Sutherland has passed away at the age of 88. And I think of all the movies he's been in, and he's been in many that I've seen, his character in MASH was the most memorable. I'm Scoot on the air, and coming up, we'll talk about some of the new polls out. Donald Trump is bashing Fox News because they dared to mention a poll that has Joe Biden in the lead. Donald Trump cannot accept reality. Is there a mental deficiency that goes along with not being able to accept reality? I don't know. I'm sure there is. I'm sure there are people who have mental issues, and the issue is they cannot accept reality. It's not a big deal because I think it's a statistical tie. So I don't know what Donald Trump's all pissed about. So anyway, we'll talk about that coming up in the next hour, and we'll talk a little bit more about school prayers and America going to hell. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL. Today is the first official day of summer. Hey, it's not going to be that hot because of the clouds, although right now in downtown it's partly cloudy. Not as much rain today as we have had the last couple of days, but you might run into a shower. I'm Scoot. Really glad you're with us on this Thursday afternoon. I'm going to read some of your comments from the Scoot on the Air Facebook page, and if you haven't joined me yet, I hope you will. Comment on the blogs and the videos and the pictures and things we post. And also, I recommend that you comment on some of the comments, because some of the comments deserve your comments. And you could just join me, Scoot on the Air Facebook and also Scoot on the Air Instagram. There's a text that says, all these black holidays, does it stop blacks from killing others? No. But you support this. Same scenario with the Ten Commandments, Scoot. Well, I support the Ten Commandments. I just mentioned that. I don't support the Ten Commandments being in a classroom because it defies the Constitution. I respect separation of church and state. And I don't like the controversy that it will invite with other religions claiming that they can be part of this. And Louisiana is going to spend a lot of money trying to defend a law that has been declared unconstitutional by the Supreme Court. That could change with a Supreme Court challenge, but not without spending a hell of a lot of our taxpayer dollars here in Louisiana. Also, we have a lot of, in fact, some of the biggest holidays are holidays that a lot of white Americans celebrate. 4th of July. Everybody celebrates 4th of July. But it was started by white Americans, I believe. So a lot of these holidays, they don't stop white people from killing people. So why would you even make that that ridiculous comment? And do I have a right? Do I have a right to recognize Juneteenth? Do I have a right to recognize Martin Luther King Jr. Day? Do I have a right to do that? You're damn right I do. I have a right to do that. If you don't like that, that's okay. I don't tell you what to celebrate. So don't suggest that, you know, you can tell me what to celebrate. You know, we all have freedoms. And it's interesting that if my freedoms are different from your freedoms, you don't like my freedoms. But what you're doing is you're acting very un-American. That's not very patriotic. Let's go to Greta. Jen, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Hey, Scoot. This is Jen. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Good. So good afternoon. And I just wanted to tell you a couple things. First, I am a public school teacher. I don't know if you know this, but last year we were mandated to put posters that said, "In God We Trust," in all classrooms.
Mm-hmm.
Teachers who didn't feel strongly about it, hid them somewhere in the corner, but they were posted. Okay. And I love God, and I'm agreeing with that. So I put it up in my classroom. And I am a follower of the Ten Commandments as much as I can be. But do I think kindergartners, first graders, second graders? I mean, I just don't. And I definitely believe this is designed by the governor for something bigger than just what this is. Like, I'm ashamed that it's Louisiana. We're the first ones, and it's national news. Like, it just doesn't make any sense. But I wanted to ask you this bigger. Because I'm 50-ish, I have learned to be reflective, and when I'm wrong, to apologize and say, you know what, I was wrong. And I try to teach my fourth graders to do the same. But I want you to think about older people who are your friends, and just associates. How many people do you know that if they're wrong will actually say, hey, I'm sorry, I was wrong, forgive me for that?
That's not
the way of the United States.
No, that's not many.
That's not us. That's not our culture. We're gonna deny plausible deniability. We're gonna deny
yep,
until it just kind of goes away. And that's what Trump is playing on. So I'm not either way. I don't want to say how I'm voting because I don't want people to think I'm biased. I just kind of want people to recognize the truth for what it is. It's exhausting to hear.
Jen, I'm so glad you called, and I appreciate the job that you do as a teacher, and I know that's tough, but keep doing what you think is best. And thank you for listening, and thanks for calling the show. All right, we're going to come back with more. If you want to join us, the Okanagan Jewelers Talk and Text Line is 504-260-1870. Why is it so difficult to say you made a mistake or you're wrong? Everybody does. And it takes more courage to admit you're wrong than it is to cover something up and continue to admit that you're, or continue to say that you're right. On this day in 1978, on the SOTA Rock Culture calendar, Foreigner released Devil Vision. And early in my years as a DJ, I remember when this album first came out and we were burning it up on the turntables. I'm Scoot. We'll be back on WWL. On the SOTA Rock Culture calendar, it was on this day in 2006 that Cletus Charles Smith, the co-founder and lead guitar player for Kool & the Gang, died after a long illness. He was only 57 years old. So really sad. Kool & the Gang, just one of the great, great bands of our time. And I'm just learning a great, iconic actor has passed away. Donald Sutherland has passed away at the age of 88. And I think of all the movies he's been in, and he's been in many that I've seen, his character in MASH was the most memorable. I'm Scoot on the air, and coming up, we'll talk about some of the new polls out. Donald Trump is bashing Fox News because they dared to mention a poll that has Joe Biden in the lead. Donald Trump cannot accept reality. Is there a mental deficiency that goes along with not being able to accept reality? I don't know. I'm sure there is. I'm sure there are people who have mental issues, and the issue is they cannot accept reality. It's not a big deal because I think it's a statistical tie. So I don't know what Donald Trump's all pissed about. So anyway, we'll talk about that coming up in the next hour, and we'll talk a little bit more about school, prayers, and America going to hell. I'm Scoot. We'll be right back on WWL.